Sounds about me today, where I've seesawed between, like, I need a nap, and, like, okay, everything's good.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back out here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on another gorgeous April night, the 20th of April 2022, as your Daytona Tortugas get ready to take on the Bradenton Marauders in Game 2 of this six-game series. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until first pitch tonight at 7:05 Eastern Time. Daytona coming into play today off their second consecutive victory as a trio of right-handers last night. Javi Rivera, Tanner Cooper, and Dennis Boatman combined on a four-hit shutout of the Bradenton Marauders, who still, after last night, lead the league in average runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, and total bases, as well as slugging percentage. That's how good the offense was for them through the first nine games, and that's how impressive Daytona's pitching was to secure the victory in the opening game of the series last night. The first shutout for the Daytona franchise against Bradenton since the franchise rebranded to the Tortugas in 2000 was 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, I should say. The last time Daytona did it was July 28th, 2014, and the game started by Juan Paniagua, in which Daytona shut out the Marauders. So it had been a long time, and the first time in 60 games, Bradenton had been shut out. Jose Franco will get the ball for Daytona tonight, making his second start, third appearance. Struggled on opening day against the Mets, but threw four no-hit innings against Palm Beach last Thursday and struck out eight. Luis Peralta, the diminutive left-hander, will make his first start of the season for the Marauders, rather his second start of the season. He has yet to allow a run in five innings. He also hasn't given up a hit. We'll step aside here for a moment on the pregame show when we come back. A little bit earlier today, we had a chance to speak with one of the pitching stars from last night's ball game. He made his first pro start. That is Florida native right-hander Javi Rivera. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the stars from last night's four-hit shutout. That is starting pitcher Javi Rivera. Javi, made your first career professional start last night, and hard for it to go much better than it did. Seven strikeouts, four shutout innings. How did it feel? What do you think was working best for you yesterday?
It felt really good, like getting the first start out of the way for my pro career. I think I was able to really mix my fastball changeup. They had eight guys that were righties in the lineup, and I was able to throw it for strikes and for put away, like, the changeup, so it was very helpful.
Finished off your outing last night with a strikeout and the reaction, getting bear hugs and dapped up by your teammates. What is it like for you as a pitcher when you go out there, pitch like you did, and have the support of your teammates and the encouragement from your teammates like you had last night and have had all season?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and we've talked about it with the guys. It's awesome that we have, you know, every single guy in the bullpen and the rotation are really good, and it's, you know, the competition is what's, you know, breeds success, and I'm all for it. So, you know, everybody's out here with the same goal and want to get better, so it feels good.
How does that help you as a player to know everybody, while is competing against one another, are still on each other's side and rooting for each other to succeed and continue to climb the ladder as a group?
I mean, that's what we're here for. We're all, like I said, we're all playing for the same goal, and obviously if we can all move up together, it's even better.
Now, this season's been interesting with how Daytona has handled the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. You came out of the bullpen for your season debut, started last night, tandem effort with Tanner Cooper. What's that been like for you? Has there been any sort of change in mindset for you when you're coming out of the bullpen as opposed to starting, or is it just the same sort of focus both times?
Well, it's the preparation is certainly different. You can't, like, you know, prepare as a starter when you're pitching, you know, five innings, six innings later. So it's, you have to mentally prepare yourself later on in the game, and yeah, it's just the prep work is certainly different.
How have you liked that to start this season in terms of just being able to sort of ease into the campaign, not be stretched out too long? And, you know, no, you, like you and Tanner last night were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You two and Dennis Boatman combining on a four hitters. So obviously things were working great. What's it like for you in that situation?
I've never relieved before until I got to pro ball. So it's definitely, something I'm working with, but I like it. I'm up for the challenge, and so far so good. So we'll see how it keeps going.
Now, one of the interesting stories about you is before you played your college ball, you spent a lot of time in your high school days at Freedom High School, mm-hmm. as an infielder,
mm-hmm.
and didn't in college ball.
Yeah.
What was that like when you were approached about taking the mound, and how has it, you know, developed for you over the course of these last 3-4 years?
I was not really all for going to pitching. I loved playing the infield, loved hitting. It's like one of the best things to do in all sports. But when I got to JUCO, my coach was like, hey, I think you have a future pitching. And I was like, all right, well, whatever it takes to be on the field. And it's definitely worked out so far. I'm playing pro ball. So
when was the time that you realized that, hey, you know, this is really something that is working well for me, and this could be my ticket to getting drafted and playing professional baseball like you are right now?
When I, after my freshman year, I went to a pitching coach in Orlando, and he was the one that really, like, put the idea in my head. I, you know, I always had that goal, but I never thought it was, like, very achievable at the time that I was at, like, the level. He goes, I can see you have a, you know, future on the mound, and he'll help me get there, and he did.
What, you know, obviously part of baseball is, part of life growing up, playing mm-hmm. different sports is utilizing some of the different skills that you learn playing different sports and different positions and different facets.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you use when you were playing third base or playing infield as a position player that has maybe helped you on the mound as a pitcher?
Being athletic, and not only that, like, hitting is super hard. And, you know, why as a pitcher would I make it easier for the hitter when they already have the toughest job, to be honest, to be having to hit the ball? So knowing that it's already difficult, it kind of eases me as a pitcher to be able to compete.
Now, you're a local guy. You are in the Florida area. Mm-hmm. Went to Florida Atlantic. You played JUCO ball in Florida. Spent a lot of your child in Florida. You had a lot of friends and family out to see you pitch so far this season. What's it been like being able to be out here as a pro ball player and have friends and family come out and see you live your dream?
It's surreal. It's really what you want is having a, you know, big supporting cast, because they've been with me from the start. I had a couple, my brother and one of my best friends that was playing with me in high school. So it's really good to have those guys around you, and obviously my parents and were there as well, and my dad's work friends. So having a big supporting cast is big for me, and I love it. I'm grateful for it.
He's got a great supporting cast, and he's got a great start to his pro career. Javi Rivera, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on all your success, and we look forward to talking to you the rest of the way, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. My little John.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem performed here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark tonight. And now that it has concluded, that means it's baseball time by the world's most famous beach. As Jose Franco goes through his warm-ups on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, put together by their second-year manager, Jonathan Johnston. Randy Romero did not play last night. He'll lead off in right field. Sungche Cheng will bat second at short. Jacob Gonzalez moves down a spot. He'll be at first base hitting third. Jace Bowen at second base tonight cleans up. Batting fifth as the DH is Alexander Mojica. Sergio Campana will bat sixth in center field. Wyatt Henry, catcher, will bat seventh. Juan Jerez is at third base in the eight hole. And Mike Jarvis will bat ninth in left field. As for Daytona, their starting lineup put together by their second-year skipper, Cookie Dawkins. Austin Hendrick leads off in right. Jay Allen, the second, is in center field. Justice Thompson back in the lineup today. He's got an eight-game hitting streak, batting third as the DH. Ruben Ibarra looking to get off the Schneid. He'll clean up at first base. Erling Confidant in left. Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. Debbie Santana back in the lineup tonight, looking for his first hit of the year. He'll bat seventh at third base. Sebastian Almonte will be at second and rounding out the order at shortstop. Mound for Daytona this afternoon. It is the 6'2", 239-pound right-hander, Jose Franco, 21 years old, out of Aragua, Venezuela. Making his third appearance, second start, no record. A 6.14 ERA, eight hits in seven in the third innings, five walks, and 11 strikeouts. It'll be the right-handed swinging Randy Romero to lead off in the top of the first. Romero ready, Franco ready in the first pitch of the game. Fouled back and out of play. We're underway a minute ahead of schedule at 7.04 Eastern time. Romero 2-for-8 on the season in four games, a double, and two RBIs, the 0-1. And Romero rips one in the air to left, back into his right, Confidant, and all he can do is turn to watch that one sail off the Jeep Beach signage. We mentioned last night how the wind was blowing in sharply from center field. It is a heavy breeze again today, but unlike last night where it was sort of in and towards left, today it is a heavy Gulf Stream out towards the left field batting cages. And Randy Romero took advantage, and he hits a home run to break up nine straight scoreless innings to start this series for the Marauders. Just 98 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet. And the first pitch to Sungche Cheng is a called strike going one. Swing and a miss. Off-speed delivery by Franco. It is 0-2. Franco from the first base side of the mound.
That one missing down and in. And the count, one ball. And two strikes. Check swing from Chang on a pitch up in the zone. Appeal down to the base. Umpire did not go. And the count now even at two balls and two strikes. Chang hitting at 289 in 10 games. Coming into play today. Lefty batter, the 2-2. That one on the outside corner. Chang down looking, strike three. So Franco bounces back from the leadoff home run to get the strikeout of Chang. And there is nobody on, one out. And a 1-0 game for the first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez coming into play today, leading the league in several categories, including batting average, on base percentage, slugging, OPS, hit by pitches, and is tied for first in doubles as he takes outside 1-0 at a ground rule double in the eighth inning last night. As a swing and a foul tip there from Gonzalez into the glove of the catcher, Jones. It's 1-1. Gonzalez hitting .517 in 8 games, 15 for 29. 4 doubles, 2 homers, 8 RBIs. 1-1 from Jose. Outside corner, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2. Defensive alignment behind Franco tonight. Yerlin Confidon in left. Jay Allen the second in center. And Austin Hendrick is in right. 1-2 from Jose. And a check swing. Couldn't hold up on the pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Jones. And on the infield turf, throws on to Ibarra to complete the strikeouts. So second straight K for Franco. And there is nobody on, two out. For the cleanup hitter, Jace Bowen. Bowen hitting at .171 on the year. 6-4-30, 5-2 homers, 9 RBIs. Bowen last night in the opener, 0-4. And the righty's first pitch, a hard ground ball foul at the third base line. Bowen checking to see if that bat is broken. He'll stay with that lumber. It is 0-1. Third to first around the infield for Daytona this evening. Debbie Santana, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Ruben Ibarra with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-1 from Franco. That one down. It is one ball and one strike. Umpiring crew tonight. Behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, it's Austin Snow. Chase Eubanks is on the base paths. The 1-1. And Bowen holds up. Breaking pitch from Franco down and in, 2-1. Right now in Daytona Beach, a little warmer than last night, 73 degrees. Real feel at 70, 15-mile-per-hour wind gusts out to the east, the 2-1. And that one glances off the glove of Jones, hits him. And then rolls towards the first base dugout. Jones unfazed, but the count 3-1 on Jace Bowen. We've seen the wind play a factor already. Marauders taking the lead on a leadoff homer by Randy Romero, the 3-1. Inside and low, ball 4. And Bowen aboard with a 2-out walk. So, 1-on, 2 away. And now the designated hitter, Alexander Mojica. Mojica hitting .379 on the year. Fourth best batting average in the Florida State League. 11 for 29 in 8 games. 3 doubles, 2 homers, 7 batted in. Had an infield hit in last night's ball game. And the righty's first pitch here outside, 1-0. Franco, 8 hits allowed in 7 1/3 innings coming into play tonight. 5 walks, 11 strikeouts. Gave up the home run. All ready to start the game. That the first homer he's allowed this year. Just the third permitted by Daytona pitching. As Mojica takes low, it is 2-0. Actually, no, a called strike. A very delayed strike call from the home plate umpire, Snow. So it is 1-1 on Mojica instead of 2-0. Righty working from the first base side of the rubber. Now the 1-1. And that fastball pulled outside. It's 2-1. Franco had a lot of trouble with the home run ball last year. Gave up 12 home runs in that season over 59 innings. One of those 12 was hit by the man at the plate in Mojica. 2-1, and Mojica gets jammed and fouls it straight over the press box and towards East Orange Avenue. It is two balls and two strikes. Marauders are run in on the home run. Bowen, the man at first, drew a walk. Lights on here at the stadium. Sun continuing to set amidst some widespread thin gray clouds overhead. The 2-2 in the dirt. Nice pick by Jones to his right into the lefty batter's box. And that holds Bowen at first base. It's a full count. Franco last time out against Palm Beach on Thursday. Part of that combined no-hit bid that was broken up in the ninth inning on the walk-off homer by Tovalin. Runner goes, and Mojica swings through a pitch away. Fastball at 93, and Franco strikes out the side in the first inning, but he does give up notable. The leadoff home run to left by Randy Romero at the end of a half an inning. Bradenton 1 and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So Luis Peralta will take the hill in the bottom of the first inning with a lead already on the Romero home run. Daytona lineup tonight against him. Hendrick, Allen, Thompson, Ibarra, Confidant, Jones, 4-5 and 6. And Santana, Almonte, and Steiger. Making up the bottom third of the Daytona order. Austin Hendrick will lead off here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitcher Peralta being asked to take off a before he throws his first offering to Austin Hendrick. Interesting, we saw some demonstrative changing of baseballs last night from this umpiring crew. I don't know if that was a request by Daytona or what, as Hendrick first pitch swinging again of the ball game, and this time he singles through the right side. Right between the first baseman Gonzalez and the second baseman Bowen. Austin Hendrick for the third straight game attacking the very first pitch in the bottom or top of the first, and this time able to succeed with a base hit. The other two times he's hit the ball well was just caught on fly balls in the outfield. A lot of fans here last night thought Hendrick had hit a leadoff first pitch home run. But he'll have a base hit here, and Daytona with the leadoff man aboard. As Hendrick now has hit in five straight games. His first pitch swinging, Jay Allen, the second to left field. Back at the wall, and that one's over by the batting cages. Goodbye, home run. Two pitches into the bottom of the first inning. Austin Hendrick and Jay Allen, the second, ambush Luis Peralta. And in a blink of an eye, Daytona has a 2-1 lead. 105 miles an hour off the bat on the home run by Allen. 373 feet. I haven't even settled in to get you the information on Peralta, and Daytona has already battered the young lefty. A single and a homer with Hendrick in motion on that pitch nonetheless, as well as Justice Thompson takes the first pitch he sees and watches that miss high, 1-0. What a start for Daytona in the bottom of the first as Thompson tries to hold up but could not. Went around on the elevated pitch, it's 1-1. Thompson coming into the day-to-day, 8-game hitting streak, 8-for-30 on the year, .267 average. And that one down and in. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Thompson, a double, no homers, no RBIs. At 91, it's 2-2. Peralta, 5'11", 170 pounds, 21 years old, out of Moca in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Pirates as an international free agent back in 2017. Peralta, third appearance, second start of the year. The lefty's 2-2, and Thompson takes one on the outside corner, upset at himself for not swinging. And Peralta bounces back, his first strikeout, one away in the first. And that'll send up Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra looking to snap a few-game hitless streak. Coming into play today, hitless in his last three, 0-4 his last 13 at the plate. It was 0-4 last night, big righty batter. And he takes down and in for ball one. Ibarra coming into play today, hitting at a .139 in 9 games, 5-for-36, no extra base hits, 2 RBIs. And Ibarra takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Peralta, 5 innings coming into play today. The first 2 batters of this game were the first 2 hits he had given up all season. As that one on the outside corner, it is 1-2. Austin Snow at times has a delayed strike call, as we've learned here in the first inning. Peralta had not allowed a hit and had not allowed a run. Walked 3 and struck out 10 in his first 2 outings. Is that down and in, 2-2? Through 1 inning in the ninth on Saturday, April the 9th. As a 2-2, Ibarra hard line drive past the diving glove of the second baseman, Bowen, into right field, a base hit just to Bowen's left. And that ends the 0-for-13 streak for Ibarra. Another hard hit ground ball. This one off the bat at 95. And Daytona with a one-out single for Yerlin Confidant. So all 3 balls put in play by Daytona so far tonight have been struck well against the pitcher who had not allowed a base hit coming into tonight. Peralta, through 4 last Wednesday, walked 2, struck out 7 as that one bounces, blocked by the catcher Hendry to his left. Staying at first base, Ibarra, it is 1-0. Defensive alignment behind the lefty tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Mike Jarvis, Sergio Campana, and Randy Romero. A 1-0. And Confidant, a line drive left center field. That one's into the gap and will one hop over the fence and just underneath the video board for a ground rule double. Ibarra will hold up at third. Daytona's 4th hit of the inning. That one coming off the bat at 106 for Confidant. That ends his 4-game hitless streak at the plate. He, like Ibarra, was 0-4 his last 13 coming into today. And both hitters have erased that, made it a thing of the past. And pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out to the mound to try and settle down the left-hander who has been bruised here through the first 5 hitters of the home first. So Bizardo, former major league pitcher, out to have the conversation, and Daytona has come roaring out of the gates here yet again today. That home run, by the way, by Jay Allen II, his 2nd of the year, and the first for Daytona in their own ballpark this season. First 4 were hit at Roger Dean in Jupiter. So Bizardo has said what he needs to and heads back to the first base dugout. On the coaching base pass today for Daytona, a little bit different. Jeffrey Sierra is in the third base coach's box, as he has been all season. Aiden Jones, lefty batter. And the first pitch in the dirt kicks off the legs of the catcher, Hendry. And scoring from third on a wild pitch is Ibarra. Advancing to third, Confidant. It's a 3-1 Daytona first inning lead. That pitch skipped And Hendrick up to keep it in front of them, but could not. And Daytona now with three runs in the first inning and still only one out. Marauders will bring the infield in all around. Really the only exceptions at second and short, playing about halfway. The 1-0. And Jones takes down and away. It is two balls and no strikes. Third to first around the infield for Bradenton. Juan Jerez, Sung Che Cheng, Jace Bowen, and Jacob Gonzalez with Wyatt Hendry doing the catching, the 2-0. And Jones a fly ball to center. This will get the run in. Drifting back, away back, leaping at the last second is Campana in front of the warning track to haul it in. Tagging and scoring from third is Confidan. It is a sacrifice fly for Hayden Jones, his second RBI of the year. And Daytona now has a 4-1 first inning lead. That ball, another one aided by the wind, was still going to be deep enough to score the run. But it just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying to the point, as we said, Campana had to make a leap to bring it home. Here's Debbie Santana trying to end his streak to start the season. Tries to hop out of the way of a slider, and they say he did not. It hit him on the shoe top, and the home plate umpire, Austin Snow, grants him first base. Wyatt Hendry having a conversation with him, trying to say that did not happen. And Snow saying, no siree, it did plunk him. And Santana is aboard. And now Almonte will be the eighth man to bat for Daytona here in the first. A 4-1 Tortugas lead. Here with one on and two out. Righty batter Almonte takes up and away. Fastball at 90, it is 1-0. Almonte, 4 for 28 on the year. 143 average in eight games, a double, a triple, two RBIs. By the way, in the first base coach's box, I believe for the first time this season, is development coach Cody White. As there's a strike at the knees, 1-1. Juan Bayara had been predominantly serving in that role. Juan in the bench tonight in the dugout. And Cody over at first base, the 1-1. Almonte takes out San Juan strike. Time called, and that's what it was. Yeah, they told Peralta to ditch the baseball, and I got to give credit to Jeff Lacates, the man to my left, our TrackMan operator, sent me a video last night. One of the things we were talking about with the changes in baseballs, and we figured it out. It's a 2-1 low, 3-1. The reason why the base umpire, Chase Eubanks, made that call there. It was an automatic ball to Almonte, so that was not ball three, that was ball four. And what the ruling is with last year's implementation of these, really the crackdown on the foreign substances used by pitchers on the mound, one of the things pitchers cannot do anymore is lick their hand and then touch the baseball. That is an automatic ball. And we were trying to figure out why Gus Steiger was given one last night. As that one down and in to Gus. And he takes low 1-0. Daytona has now batted around. Ninth man to hit here in the first inning. Steiger 4 for 31 on the year. 129 average, two doubles, no homers, four RBIs. Santana at second on the hit by pitch. Almonte walked. He is at first. But you cannot lick your hand then touch the baseball. That is an automatic ball. As there is a strike, 1-1. And Jeff last night, a couple hours after the game, sent me a message on Instagram with a video from a Rangers game last night where that exact thing had happened. So there you go. The 1-1. Steiger on the ground. Off the glove of the third baseman, Jerez, and deflects into left field for a base hit. Santana scores. First to third goes Almonte. It's an RBI single for Gus Steiger, his fifth RBI of the year. It is a 5-run. Bottom of the first inning, and Daytona has continued to tack on. It's 5-1. A hard ground ball to Jerez's left. Dove towards the second base bag. Got leather on it. Kick behind him. And easily scoring was Debbie from second to third, Almonte. And Daytona, a 5-run, 5-hit first inning. And now it is Austin Hendrick. led off this frame with a first pitch single and then scored on the next pitch, a home run. Runner breaks from first. Throw down by Hendry is not in time. Runner breaks to the plate. The throw, the tag. He's out at the plate. What a job by Wyatt Hendry to protect home plate after receiving the throw by the second baseman. I believe that was Jace Bowen. Shaken up is Wyatt Hendry after the fact as Almonte sort of slid into his right leg. And he is in a crouch up along the first base line with Jonathan Johnston and the Marauders trainer, Casey Lieb. And a busy start to the series for the Marauders training staff. And hopefully everything okay with Hendry as he heads back to the first base dugout. So Almonte caught stealing home to end the inning, but Daytona sends nine men to the plate and take a 5-1 lead. At the end of one, 5-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual Astronomy Night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at Daytona What a difference an inning can make. Jose Franco gave up a leadoff home run to Randy Romero in the top of the first. Struck out three, though, in the inning. And Daytona in the home half come out to play as they club a home run, bring in five on five hits, and now have a 5-1 lead as we head to the top of the second inning. Sergio Campana, Wyatt Hendry, Juan Jerez, the 3-2 up in the inning. And we'll see if Hendry comes up to bat in the next trip to the plate as Campana takes outside 1-0. And based on my initial glance, that does not appear to be the case. It looks to be Giovanni Planchard who has grabbed a bat in the on-deck circle as now Campana fouls one off Daytona's catcher Hayden Jones. And Hayden takes a second or two to recuperate, but he's all right. Yeah, Giovanni Planchard is in the on-deck circle for Bradenton. And that's not what you wanted to see after that collision to end the inning. And a great play made by Hendry to save his sixth run from scoring. As a slider from Franco missing outside. It is 2-1. Franco working from the first base side of the mound. Sets with a cross step towards third, the 2-1. And Campana, a high fly ball to center. Over to his right, Jay Allen the second calling for it. He's underneath it. And over his left shoulder makes the catch for the first out. So Campana retired. One away. And now is the pinch hitter, Giovanni Planchard. So Wyatt Hendry's day is done after the injury in the bottom of the first. Planchard 1-for-13 in four games this year. And the first pitch is low and away for ball one. No extra base hits, no RBIs for the native of Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. Righty Franco, the line, the 1-0. And that one low, two balls and no strikes. Dimensions here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark for those who have never been. It is 317 down the left field line. 400 is straightaway center and 325 to the pole and right. That's a late swing on that fastball at 94 in her half. It is 2-1. About 10 to 11 foot green padded fences around the diamond here at the Jack. Sharp breeze out to left in center tonight. 2-1. And another tardy swing on an elevated fastball. It is 2-2. Righty's 2-2 delivery. Off the plate inside. Planchart lays off. It's a full count. Tortugas tonight in the alternate dark green jerseys. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back. Powder blue border. As Planchart strikes out on the fastball. Fourth strikeout already for Franco tonight. Out of the five outs he's recorded. Two away in the second inning, and now it is the third baseman, Juan Jerez. Jerez, 222 average in eight games, 6-for-27. Double a homer and six RBIs. Jerez, the DH last night, was 1-for-3 with a couple of Ks as he chases one. Breaking pitch there from Franco. It is 0-1. Franco, fastball, slider, changeup. Threw that fastball 62% of the time in that last start. A really relief outing against the Cardinals, the 0-1. And Jerez squirts out of the glove of Jones. It's 1-1. Threw that breaking pitch 29% of the time. Topped out right around 95.5 in that last outing. Seen him hit 95 tonight, the 1-1. And Jerez chases that one in the dirt, 1-2. Long black sleeves on either end of that jersey top for Franco. White pants. Down to his ankles. Green and powder blue piping along the side. As that one high and inside. Count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, 2 out, top of the second. Daytona, a 5-1 lead. Righty with an open stance. The kick, the 2-2. And this one fouled back. Jerez stays alive. Franco got those white-on-white cleats dug into the stadium mound. Dark green cap for Daytona tonight. Green bill. White block D logo on the front with Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. The 2-2. Slider down and away. Franco lays, rather, Jerez lays off the Franco breaking pitch. It's a full count. Mike Jarvis, the left fielder, hoping for a chance on deck. The payoff pitch. And Jerez grabs it up. Sends it back behind home plate. It remains a full count. 94 on the gun there from Franco. Came in the season as the Reds' number 39 prospect, according to Baseball America in their top 40. The payoff pitch from Jose. And another foul ball by Jerez. And we'll do it again. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Daytona a 5-1 lead in the top of the second. A payoff delivery. And now he struck him out on the fastball. 94 up and in. And Franco has K'd 5 through 2 innings tonight as he retires Bradenton in order. In the second, no runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 1.5, 5-1 Daytona.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona a 5-1 lead. Top of the lineup due up again against the Southpaw Peralta in the inning. As the lefty's first pitch, a breaking ball strike to Austin taking. It is 0-1. Hendricks singled on the first pitch of the home first. And Hendrick out in front of another breaking ball, 0-2. And then Jay Allen followed with a home run. And the race was on from there for Daytona in that inning. The 0-2. And Hendrick strikes out on the breaking ball. Giovanni Plotschart, who took over for Wyatt Hendry, who left with injury. Making the throw down to first base after the strikeout. So, one away. Second strikeout tonight for Peralta. And now it's Jay Allen, the second. Hit a 373-foot home run his first time up. Tries to bunt himself aboard his second time, but fouls it off home plate. It is 1-0. Allen came into play today, leading the team in batting average at 290. Homer and four RBIs. Now one high, 1-1. So, obviously, that's gone up now as three extra base hits on the year, two homers and six batted in on the campaign. A 1-1 from Luis, and another one sails high into the backstop, 2-1. Bradenton tonight, road gray uniforms, Bradenton arched across the chest in black. Black numerals front and back, gold border. 2-1 to Jay. And that breaking ball low. And he's ahead in the count, 3-1. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles. And those white cleats for Peralta. The lefty fires. And Allen takes high and away, ball four. He's aboard with a one-out walk. So Jay Allen, the second on base for the second time tonight. And the speedster might get things rolling. We'll see how Bradenton responds, especially with Plotschart behind the plate for the first time tonight. And a game he wasn't anticipating being behind the plate for. Now it's Justice Thompson. Struck out looking his first time. 0-1, and the lefty fires. Slider down and in. It is one small slider changeup. Last time out against Lakeland. Fastball topped around 94. A 1-0. Thompson takes again off the plate in. Two balls and no strikes. Threw that fastball 50% of the time. Breaking ball 34% in that last performance. Lefty comes home. The pitch, high runner goes. Throw down to second. The tag, not in time. Bowen irate at the call by Chase Eubanks. Was a great throw by Plotschart. A bang-bang play. Allen just barely able to get to the outside part of the bag towards right. That is his seventh stolen base of the year in seven tries. It is 3-0 on Thompson. And Allen has now stolen 21 bases and 22 tries in just 29 career games. 3-0 to Justice. Taking all the way. Looks at a fastball strike at 91. It's 3-1. First baseman Gonzalez well off the line with the righty at the plate. The 3-1 delivery. And Thompson takes another strike. It is a full count. Bradenton tonight. Different caps than last night. Wearing the gold lids today. black bill and the cap-wearing Blackbeard logo on the front, the 3-2. And Thompson strikes out on the fastball. 93 that time from Peralta. Nice job by him to battle back and get the strikeout after falling behind 3-0. Two away. And now it's the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra ended an 0-for-13 stretch at the plate with a single. His last time up, scored on a wild pitch. Big, strong right-handed batter. The breeze still going out to left field. Lefty fires, and Ibarra looks at the slider. That one down low, one ball and no strikes. Finishing last season in Daytona, hit a homer and 8 RBIs, Reds' fourth round pick last year out of San Jose State. Second baseman Bowen holding on, Allen at second base, the 1-0. And Ibarra a home run hack, and changed up on him did Peralta. It is 1-1. Sun continuing to set off towards the third base side. Gold strands along with pinkish blue hues all around the horizon. Here at the ballpark, see the sun hitting off the beachside buildings. Ibarra, a laser to left field, going back into his right is Jarvis, and he'll make the catch on the warning track to end the inning. 111 miles an hour off the bat, but after a single and a run scored his last trip, my guess is Ruben has a little bit of a better feeling in his stomach and can maybe stomach that one a little bit more. But he hit it hard. Very many balls like that usually end up base hits. No runs, no hits, one left at the end of two. 5-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call in 3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third, Daytona a 5-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. 9-1-2 due up for the Pirates affiliate in the third, Jarvis Romero Cheng. And the first pitch to Jarvis, line drive left field. That one down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Confidan. Wide turn for Jarvis and heads back after a strong throw in by the 19-year-old. And Mike Jarvis ends the streak of four straight retired. He begins the third with a first pitch base hit. Jarvis hitless in last night's game. And now back to the top of the order, and Randy Romero led off this game with a home run. Overcast night, but relatively pleasant here at the Jack. Franco from the belt now delivers. That a swing and a miss. Snap throw behind the runner at first. And Ibarra's tagged late as Jarvis back in standing. So 0-1 on the right fielder, Romero. Franco fires home. And that one high, one ball. Actually, no, it is a called strike. That's the second or third time tonight. We've seen a sort of a hesitant call from the home plate umpire, Snow. More along the lines of it not being immediate. 0-2 the count. Franco fires. Runner starts and stops. And that one on the outside. Black Romero left frozen. He knew it. Just put his head down and walked back towards the dugout. Jose Franco with his one away in the third. Now the shortstop, Sung Jae Ching. Struck out looking his first time, 0-1. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Wednesday night as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Busy slate of games across the league as Franco comes home. And there's a hard ground ball to second. Scoop to his left by Almonte on a second for one. Steiger, strong throw to first, double play. And we'll get you that scoreboard in the bottom of the inning. 4-6-3 double play. Well executed all around by Almonte to Steiger. And on the receiving end, Ibarra. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left because of the twin killing at the end of 2.5. It is Daytona 5 and Bradenton 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third, Daytona with 5, 6, and 7 due up. They have a 5-1 lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Luis Peralta out for his third inning tonight. Carolyn Confidon, Hayden Jones, Debbie Santana, the three scheduled to hit. Confidon doubled and scored in the opening frame. And the lefty's first pitch to him is outside for ball one. Confidon came into play today, hitting at 250. Picked up his third extra base hit of the year. His first time up, also has 5 RBIs on the season. As we were saying in the top of the inning before the double play ended the threat, take a look around the FSL in this inning. As Confidon takes high. Fastball at 90, it's 2-0. Daytona came into play today, 3 back in the East as Confidon a little tardy, and that one sent out of play towards the Riverwalk and the Halifax River. It's 2-1. Daytona 4-6 coming into play today, 4th place in the division, but 3 back. Bradenton at 7-3, 2nd in the West. A game back of 1st place, Fort Myers. Is that out of play to the left? It's 2-2. Jupiter and St. Lucie playing again today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Lefty fires, and this one hit down the left field line, but this one has backspin and will land on the top of the Tortugas training room. It'll stay a 2-ball. They're at the top of the 7th inning. Jupiter, a 2-0 lead. over the Mets. Mets second best record in the league, along with Bradenton at 7-3, coming into play today. 2-2 from the southpaw, and Confidon takes low. That is, I guess, ball four. I had ball three. I don't know if there was an automatic ball thrown in there or what. But Confidon now has first base. Here to lead off the third inning. Maybe the home plate umpire lost track of what the balls and strikes were. I don't know. That one outside, 1-0. That's part of the fun of baseball. You never know what you're going to see at the ballpark sometimes. Sometimes that even includes some calls. As that one is a called strike to Hayden Jones. It's 1-1. Hayden sack fly to center his first time up. And once again, yeah, Peralta keeps going to his hand and licking his hand, and the base umpire, Chase Eubanks, keep awarding Daytona extra balls, both literally in terms of giving a new one to the pitcher and otherwise with the balls being granted to the at-bat. So the count is now 3-1 on Hayden Jones. And an issue for last night's starter, Jimenez, is the same. The other part of it is the pitcher has to step off in order to lick their hand, as we saw the lefty just do, as Jones takes low, ball four, and there's another walk. So back-to-back free passes issued to Confidon and Jones, aided by the pitcher's mistake of bringing his hand to his face. That's the other part of baseball that can still throw you for a loop. In that there are still so many things that keep changing as a part of the game that keep you on your toes as well. The Bradenton bullpen up and working. Yorman Bizardo out again from the first base dugout to chat with the lefty. It has been a tough night for Luis Peralta. Had not allowed a hit or a run coming into play today. He has given up 5 runs on 5 hits and a couple of walks. Here to start the third inning, have Daytona in business of breaking this open further. A lefty is throwing down the right field line for the Marauders. Have to imagine that is Denny Roman, the only other available lefty on the Marauders pitching staff after Sweeney threw last night, and Peralta on the hill here today. Well, that's not true. The other option could be Nick Domkowski. So two other lefties still available for Bradenton tonight. We'll break out the binoculars when we can to see who it is. It's Debbie Santana, hit by a pitch his first time. And he takes high for ball one. Santana looking for his first hit of the year. He's played in just 3 games. 0-for-7 with a walk and 7 strikeouts. Right-handed batter. Sort of an upright stance as time called, with the pitcher Peralta stepping off. And now the catcher Plonchard will head to the mound. A lot's happened in this game already. Bradenton led off this contest with a home run to left. First inning, Daytona, a first pitch single by Hendrick. The next pitch was a home run by Jay Allen, the second. They would add 3 more on a sack fly, a wild pitch, and a base hit by Steiger. Saw the catcher that started the game today for Bradenton leave the game with an injury. Is that one in the dirt? A breaking ball. Santana swings and misses, but it gets away from Plonchard. And on the wild pitch, Confidon takes third, Jones to second. And the count now 1-1, and no longer a double play in order. But That inning ended on a double steal. And the shortstop, Chang, it threw home. Threw out the runner, Almonte, trying to score, but Almonte and Hendry collided leg to leg. On the slide in, Hendry was worse for wear and did not return after that play. The 1-1 pitch, another one bouncing. This time a good block by Plotchart, 2-1. So all that has happened here in the first two-plus innings tonight. In addition to quite a few automatic balls due to infractions by the Bradenton pitcher. Well, 2-1. And Santana takes down and away ball three. Sebastian Almonte, man we were just talking about, waiting on deck. I wonder if the lefty Peralta loses Santana here, would that cause Jonathan Johnston to bring an end to his night? The 3-1. And Santana late off the hands towards the Bradenton first base dugout. Foul ball, full count. Bradenton one run, two hits, no errors. They have left one tonight. Daytona five runs on five hits. No errors. They have left two. Confidana's at third. Jones at second. Nobody out. The payoff pitch. Corner, got him looking. Strike three. Peralta with a strikeout. First out of the inning. For the southpaw, that is third K today. And regardless of the result, Jonathan Johnston was thinking alongside myself. He will come out of the first base dugout. And with the young left-hander up over 60 pitches, he'll take the ball and make a pitching change. Another southpaw coming into the ballgame. Daytona with second and third, one out, and a 5-1 lead. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Bottom of the third inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Daytona's second and third, one out. A pitching change for the Marauders. On is the left-hander, Denny Roman. Roman standing at 5'9", 180 pounds, 23 years old, out of Zacatecas. Signed by Pittsburgh as a free agent, international free agent, in 2018. He'll face off against Sebastian Almonte, walked and was caught stealing home on the play that injured Wyatt Hendry in the opening inning. Roman working from the third base side of the rubber, got a bright blue mitt, sort of Marlins colored mitt, and the lefty's first pitch to Almonte down and in for ball one. Roman on the season, making his third appearance, no record, a 3.6 ERA, three hits in five innings. Has walked two, struck out seven. Opponents hitting a .176 against him. And a balk is called on Roman. A balk is called on Roman right as he was beginning to throw the ball. The pitch came across as a strike, but it won't count. Confidon granted home. Jones given third, and it's 6-1 Daytona. Well, we were mentioning just a few moments ago, what have we missed in this ball game tonight? And one of those answers was a balk. If you think we're missing something else in this game in terms of baseball production, Tweet at us at Justin Rock, R-O-C-K-E, at Daytona Tortugas. What are we missing in this ball game tonight? Or if you have my phone number, text me. The 1-0. And Almonte, a line drive center field. This will get the run in. Back into his right, Campana. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Jones. He will score without a play. It's a sacrifice fly for Sebastian Almonte. His third run batted into the season and make it a 7-1 Tortuga advantage. Productive out by Almonte there, getting the ball in the air and chasing home another run. Second sack fly tonight for Daytona offensively. And now it's Gus Steiger. And that's something Daytona did not do a great job of in that Palm Beach series, a big reason why they lost those four straight games. So great to see Darrell Brinkley, Jeffrey Sierra, Juan Baiara, and company working with these hitters and helping them be able to make better situational contact. And Steiger takes low 1-0. Steiger, RBI single, his first time up, and he swings over the top of that one. It's one ball and one strike. So that'll close the line on the starter tonight for Braden Luis Peralta. Lefty deals in that one. Off the outside corner, 2-1. Gave up 7 runs on 5 hits in 2 1/3 innings. All 7 runs earned. 4 walks, 4 Ks, a home run given up. A couple wild pitches. 62 tosses, 29 strikes. Steiger takes high for ball 3. Lefty working from the third base side of the rubber. Base is empty, 2 out, the 3-1. Steiger fouls it back, 3-2. Continuing that look around the FSL before Daytona's offense threw us for a loop in the inning. You mentioned Jupiter and St. Lucie, a 2-0 hammerhead advantage. They are at the top of the seventh in Dunedin. Blue Jays up 2-1 on Fort Myers as Steiger another foul ball. Stays a full count on the Daytona shortstop. But Dunedin ahead, 2-1 in that ball game. Dunedin at 3-7. Fort Myers, a league best, 8-2. 3-2 again. And Steiger, a hard liner in the left. That one down in front of Bowen. A base hit. He'll play it on a hard hop. And Steiger, 2-for-2 tonight. He's aboard here to start a 2-out rally. Back to the top of the order for Daytona, as here is Austin Hendry. 1-for-2, singled and scored, and has struck out tonight. Steiger, sort of like Ibarra and Confidon, had been in a little bit of a slump the last several games. It was just 2-for his last 20. Coming, pops it in the air to the left side. Fighting the lights, the shortstop, Cheng, staggered steps to his right. But on the outfield turf, able to hang in there and make the catch to end the inning. But Daytona adds 2 more runs on 1 hit. No errors and 1 man left at the end of 3. Daytona 7, Bradenton 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jacob Gonzalez to lead off, top of the fourth inning. Daytona in front, 7-1. And he fouls it off. It is 0-1. Gonzalez, Bowen, Mojica, 3-4 and 5 in the Bradens in order, due up. Gonzalez struck out his first time, the 0-1. And this one in the air, left center field, back into his right, Allen. He's got some space, and he reaches out to make the backhanded catch away from his body for the first out. Gonzalez stung it well. But a great beat by Allen, able to make the catch. And Gonzalez 0-2. Leadoff man retired for Jace Bowen. Bowen walked his first time. No official at-bats tonight. Continuing that look around the FSL. Only 2 other scores in the league tonight. Top of the 6th in Lakeland. As Bowen looks at a slider that drops in there, it's 0-1. Lakeland a 5-0 lead on the Cardinals. 3 RBIs tonight. As that down and in. And the count 1-1. 3 RBIs tonight for Lakeland's Chris Myers. As they work past halfway through as Bowen tomahawks one deep to left. Runs out of real estate and that one on the roof of the batting cages and gone for a home run. Jace Bowen came very close to a home run last night. Hit one 114 feet down the line, but foul. This time able to club one out to left, 109 miles an hour off the bat, 410 feet. And Bradenton gets a run back. It's now 7-2. Bowen's third home run and 10th RBI. So, nobody on and one out. And now here is the third baseman, rather the DH tonight, Alexander Mojica, takes low for ball one. And Mojica chasing the slider there off the plate, 1-1. Infield shifted to the pull side with the lefty batter. Daytona in the dark greens, Bradenton in the grays. 1-1. And a swing and a missed slider again from Jose, 1-2. Only other game we haven't told you about in the league tonight. Is the one in Clearwater. 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Nice bounce back from Franco. He's followed up both home runs. He's yielded tonight with strikeouts. Gets Mojica swinging there. Second time he's been retired on strikeouts. And there's two away in the fourth for the center fielder, Sergio Campana. Campana fly ball to center his first time. He's 0-1. Clearwater at Tampa, top of the 6th inning. Righty fires. And that one on the outer half, a strike going one. Tampa trailing Clearwater by a 2-1 score. Clearwater league worst record at 2-8 coming into tonight. Bases empty, 2 down. Daytona a 7-2 lead as Campana a hearty hack but comes up empty. Off speed delivery down, it's 1-2. Franco tonight has struck out 7. Working around a couple solo homers. The 1-2 pitch. And that slider skips. Blocked by Jones to his right, 2-2. Franco went 4 innings in his last outing. Was only scheduled to go 4 on opening day as well. We'll see if he will pitch into the 5th or if Sam Benscooter takes over from there. Man who's been his tandem partner this series, the 2-2. Outside ball 3, or I should say this season. The first 2-plus weeks. long look in over that black leather mitt. The payoff pitch, and that one high ball four. And Campana has earned a two-out walk. So Bradenton with a base runner. And now the catcher, Giovanni Plonchart. Plonchart came up for Hendry in the second and struck out. Plonchart, righty batter with an open stance. Franco sets at the letters, now comes across with a fastball at 93. It's a called strike. It is 0-1. Franco last year made history in this ballpark. Florida State League record, 11 straight strikeouts in a game. The 0-1 down and away. Jones throws behind the runner at first. And back in standing, Campana. Count now 1-1 on the catcher, Plonchart. It was July 31st here against the Mets. And Franco walked the first two batters of the game. Then struck out 11 straight before the Mets received a flyout to end the fourth. Went four innings in that one and struck out 11 of the 12 outs he made. A 1-1. That one in the dirt. Campana stays put at first base, 2-1. Those 11 strikeouts were tied for a team season high last year. Only Amir Garrett, former Red, now with the Kansas City Royals, has ever struck out more in a Tortugas uniform. 2-1. And that chased up by the shoulders, 2-2. Fastball at 92 there from Franco. Daytona will have 2, 3, and 4 in their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. Sun has all but totally set here in Daytona Beach tonight. Some very minute strands off in the distance. The 2-2 pitch. Low and inside. It's a full count. Franco has had to work. 22 pitches in the first, 19 in the second. Had a five-pitch third inning. But is up over 20 again here in his fourth inning of work. Campana will be off on the payoff pitch. He goes a 3-2, and this one off the end of the bat. First base line, a souvenir, and will remain 3-2. Juan Jerez, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Wind still blowing heavily out to left field on this night. Runner goes again, and this one fouled out of play to the right again. This one right off the handle of that bat. And we'll do it again. Next pitch will be the eighth of this plate appearance. Franco with those 11 straight strikeouts last year, one shy of matching the minor league baseball record set in 2019. Another payoff pitch. And another foul ball back to the screen. And now this at-bat will see nine pitches. Yusniel Padron Artiles of the then short season Lowell Spinners in the Red Sox organization struck out 12 straight in a playoff game in September of 2019. Payoff pitch again. And this one, a hard ground ball back through the middle, base hit center field. Campana off on the pitch will go first to third. A throw into the shortstop, Steiger. And now the Marauders looking to chip even closer. They've got men at the corners and two out for Juan Jerez. Jerez struck out swinging his first time. 0-1 tonight. Sam Benscooter has picked up a baseball. Will begin to throw down the left field line for Daytona. Franco, you look at the pitch counts for him this season. 73 and 3 1/3 on opening night through 63 and 4 innings last week. He's at 70 tonight as time called. And now the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, will come out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with Jones in the pitcher while Ben Scooter readies himself down the left field line. Bradenton has a run in this inning on the Jace Bowen home run to left. Three home runs hit in this ball game. Two by Bradenton, one by Romero, one by Bowen. Daytona getting a two-run shot from Jay Allen the second. Daytona has given up as many home runs in the first four innings tonight as they had in the first 10 games combined. Prior to tonight, the last home run Daytona had yielded was the walk-off home run by Tovalin. The last time Franco and Ben Scooter pitched a week ago in Jupiter. So Naskadov back to the third base dugout. And now it is Jerez who struck out in his first trip. Campana walked. He is at third. Plotchart singled. He's at first. And the ball gets loose from the Daytona bullpen and time called. Bradenton, two runs on four hits tonight. Daytona, seven runs on short. Steiger to his right. Off-balance throw to the second baseman, Almonte, covering. They'll get the force there to end the inning. Bradenton gets a run on the home run by Bowen, but strand a couple of men on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Daytona, seven, and Bradenton, two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
A lot of talk has been made this season about the pitch clock in minor league. Welcome re-edition to the Florida State League here in 2022. But will not be a part of the remainder of tonight's game. We will explain as Jay Allen II leads off against Denny Roman out for his first full inning of relief. And this one, a line drive foul off the retaining fence in front of the Budweiser bullpen behind the Bradenton right field bullpen mound. And the count is 0-1. The reason why there will be no pitch clock the rest of the night was last inning. There was a foul ball hit that broke the display on the first base side. As Allen swings and misses, it's 0-2. And since the left-handed pitcher would not be able to see the pitch count or the pitch clock readily, the umpires have told us to turn it off for the rest of the night as Allen fouls it back 0-2. So in case anyone was wondering, well, what have we missed tonight? We can now add that to the laundry list. One and two on Jay Allen the second. 2-3-4 due up for Daytona against the Southpaw. Lefty kicks and fires, and Allen takes high for ball one. Allen has homered and walked tonight. Two-run shot put Daytona ahead in the opening inning. 1-2. And Allen hits one on the ground, left side, charging in the third baseman. Harris has to fire quickly, low throw, and a beautiful scoop by Gonzalez to the home plate side for the out. The crowd not happy with the call, but Harris able to get that out with a very quick transfer from glove to bare hand. And it certainly looked like Harris beat him by maybe a hair or an eyelash or two. Nice play at the hot corner for Bradenton. Allen retired for the first time tonight, and now it's Justice Thompson. And the lefty's first pitch to him. The old 50-foot breaking ball, 1-0. Roman. In his second season with Bradenton, the 1-0. And Thompson, a line drive down the right field line. This one get off by the line is Romero, and that's going to hold Thompson to a long one-out single. So Justice extends his season-opening hitting streak to 9 in a row. And Daytona with another base hit, one on, one out for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra singled to right his first time, scored on a wild pitch, has also lined out sharply to left on a 111-mile-an-hour ball his last time up in the second. Thompson off of first, throw back, and he's in there standing. Roman, last year with Bradenton, made just 11 relief appearances, was 3-2, but had a 6.33 ERA. Lefty at the belt. Runner goes. The pitch is in there for a called strike. Throw down to second, goes into center field. Thompson tries to get back up in advance, but will not. And just as Thompson has stolen base, it's 0-1 on Ibarra, and Daytona continues to add to their league lead. Daytona was towards the bottom of the FSL last year in swipes and came into play today, tied for the league lead with 17 as a squad. And that stolen base, Daytona's third of this ballgame. They had 91 last year. They've got 20 in 11 games this season. I have a feeling they're going to surpass that total here in 2022. 0-1 on Ibarra, man at second and one out. And the lefty's pitch is high for ball one. Roman pitching for the first time for Bradenton since last Thursday. Through three scoreless innings against Lakeland, one hit, two walks, four Ks. 1-1, and Ibarra can't get around on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Good late life on that pitch by Roman. Infield playing Ibarra to pull from the top of the inning. 1-2, and Ibarra hits a scalding line drive, but that one will land on the roof of the Tortugas workout facility. And it'll stay a one ball, two strike count. That one off the bat at 109 miles an hour. It was fun watching the team go through BP, fielding drills earlier today. And even though Ibarra came into play today 0-4 his last 13, one of the things I always love about Ruben, and I was talking with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith, about this as well. One of the best parts of our job is when we come to work and we look out at the field, and we see the players as the 1-2 down and in. Ibarra able to stay out of the way. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. But we agree on this. You come down to the field, you're watching BP, you're watching them going through fielding drills and things like that. And when the energy in the group reminds you of that, of a Little League team, that sort of unbridled joy of being at the ballpark, being around baseball, loving every minute of it. Ruben was sort of the ringleader for Daytona during fielding practice today, as he generally seems to be more often than not. But jumping up and down, trying to receive relay throws, taking it seriously, but also having a little fun as well as Roman steps off. And that is the third time Roman has stepped off in the at-bat, and that's a balk. The second balk charged against Bradenton in the last two innings. The second balk charge against Denny Roman. And in the second year of that rule, that is the first time I've seen it ever been called on a step-off or pick-off throws. Now Bradenton has to scurry to get the infield in before a 2-2 to Ibarra. And he swings and hits one in the air to right. That's going to get the run in. Back into his left, Romero, he'll make the catch. Charging in to make the throw, he'll decide to hold up and toss into the cutoff man. Scoring is Thompson. It's a sack fly for Ibarra, his third RBI of the year. And Roman's balk comes back to bite him. Daytona gets that run back from the top of the inning. It's 8-2. Daytona's third sacrifice fly of the night. Those are the little things that Daytona did not do during their losing streak against Palm Beach. And one of the things we talked about really towards the tail end of that losing streak and into Sunday's game as Confidon steps in, and that one sails high and all the way to the backstop. It is 1-0. I don't think that was on purpose from Roman. But one of the things we talked about is the 1-0 hit on the ground a second. Fielded there by Bowen. No throw on to first to end the inning. Was at some point the tide was going to turn for Daytona in terms of their luck with balls dropping and getting balls in play. Well, tonight is another example that maybe, just maybe, that tide has turned already for the green and white. Daytona adds another run in the inning on a base hit and nobody left after 4-8-2 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the ballpark. Fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. Call to the bullpen for the Tortugas. As we surmised, Jose Franco's day is done, and Sam Benscooter is on. And the first pitch he throws to Jarvis popped in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Ibarra calling for it. And in between the chalk line and the Bradenton dugout, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Here at the top of the fifth inning, Jarvis now 1-for-2. So a strong start to the night for Sam Benscooter, making his third appearance. Second out of the bullpen this season. Sam, 6'2", 223 pounds, 24 years old, from Tecumseh, Michigan. Undrafted free agent signee out of Michigan State last summer. Randy Romero has homered and struck out tonight. And the first pitch he sees, a strike on the inside corner. It is 0-1. Benscooter on the season for Daytona. 0-1, a 4.05 ERA, the 0-1. And that breaking ball down and away, 1-1. Five hits in 6 2/3 innings, one walk and 10 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 208 against the righty. Works from the extreme first base side of the mound, the 1-1. And a slide piece misses high. It is two balls and one strike. Benscooter started the game that Franco came in relief last week in Palm Beach. As Benscooter issues a strike inside corner. It is 2-2. Ben Scooter in that game was unhittable. 12 up, 12 down, and 7 strikeouts. A tie to career high, and he strikes out Romero there. Slider buried in the dirt, and Romero waves over the top. Jones applies the tag to complete the strikeout. And there are two away now in the fifth inning for the shortstop, Sung Che Ching. Struck out and grounded out tonight. Final line for Jose Franco. Will take a no decision today. 4 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits. 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, both runs allowed on solo homers. Through 71 pitches, 44 strikes. Here's Cheng. Third baseman off the line as he tries to hold up on the breaking ball. Couldn't. Says the home plate umpire, Snow. Back foot slider. It is 0-1. Ben Scooter always has a smile on his face, sort of like Ruben Ibarra, one of the jovial guys on this Tortugas roster. There's a lot of them, the 0-1. And that one missed by the catcher, Jones. Ruled the ball down, it's 1-1. Ben Scooter, after that last performance against Palm Beach last week, has the 1-1. This one tapped off home plate to the right, foul ball, 1-2. Nobody on, 2 out, top of the fifth, Daytona in front, 8-2. But an undrafted man out of Michigan State, and I was talking to some scouts, and they were looking at me saying, where did this guy come from? How did we miss him? Especially one Tiger scout, considering they're in there, he's from his own backyard. This is a ground ball to first, scooped up by Ibarra with a forehand, underhand flip to Ben Scooter, covering to get the speedy Cheng. And end the inning. So Ben Scooter continuing to befuddle the scouts that overlooked him prior to the draft last season as he works a 1-2-3. 10-pitch fifth inning halfway home here on this Wednesday night. Daytona leads 8-2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Six, seven, eight, 2 up for Daytona. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tortugas an 8-2 lead as Denny Roman out for his second full inning of relief. And the first pitch to Jones, a called strike 0-1. No official at-bats tonight for Hayden as a sacrifice fly and a walk has also scored a run in this ballgame. The 0-1. And Jones a line drive left center field into the gap. Will this one get down? Yes, it will. Off the base of the Holiday Inn Resort signage. Jones cruising into second, and he is there standing with a leadoff double. So Hayden Jones has now had 3 productive at-bats tonight and 3 trips. Jones with his second double of the year, and Daytona with an immediate man in scoring position here to start the fifth inning. 100 off the bat of Jones into the left center field alleyway. So a man in scoring position for Debbie Santana. Santana been hit by a pitch and struck out looking. He is 0-1 in this one. A throw back to second to try and pick off Jones. Glances off the second baseman's mitt. And Cheng able to pick it up. Didn't get far enough away. And everybody's safe. Daytona with five runs in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth. Looking to make it at least one run in four of the first five innings tonight. The lefty fires. And Santana takes all the way. Looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Second baseman Bowen holding on the man at second, Jones. The 0-1. That one in the dirt, sliding, blocked by Plonchart behind the plate to his left. And that holds Jones at second base. It is 1-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the home fifth, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a gorgeous Wednesday night. Daytona, a five-run first inning. They lead the Marauders 8-2. And at second, nobody out, the 1-1. And Santana takes a called strike on the inside part of the dish. It's 1-2. Reds dropping another game earlier today in San Diego, a matinee against the Padres. San Diego securing a 6-0 victory as that misses down and in. And it's two balls and two strikes. Mackenzie Gore threw five shutout innings for his first major league win. As the Reds limited to just five hits in the ballgame. Beach to the bigs sequence of the season. This is a ground ball to short. Jones able to get to third as the throw to first in time to retire Santana. First time Debbie's put a ball in play this season. And Jones, who once already this season had been thrown out on a ground ball to short, with him at second base trying to advance. Cheng talking with the third baseman Jerez right now. And Cheng looked towards third, was going to make that play, but at the last second determined that it wasn't worth the risk in a six-run game. And got the out at first base, and so Jones advances to third. Something I'm sure Jeffrey Sierra will work on with him as he continues to develop this season. Sebastian Almonte swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Almonte, sack fly to center his last time, as walked. Also in this one. So much like Jones, no official plate appearances or at-bats yet. No official at-bats today. Does have two official plate appearances. The 0-1. And Almonte, a little tapper up the third baseline. Did it hit him? No. And it rolls foul regardless when it's picked up by Plonchard, 0-2. The Reds falling 6-0 earlier today. Nick Senzel, Aristides Aquino, Alejo Lopez, the Tortuga alumni in the lineup, and Mark Colesberry came in the eighth inning as the 0-2. He strikes out Almonte. High fastball at 92. And that's the second out in the fifth. Now the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger, couple singles tonight. Also has an RBI. He's 2-for-2. Aramis Garcia was pinch hit for by Jake Frehley, and Mark Colesberry came on in the bottom of the eighth, played the field behind the dish as Steiger takes a strike, and Mark, the first former Tortuga, first Daytona view here in 2022. So we've got our first placard to get created to add to that wall behind our press box. As that one high, Steiger lays off, 1-1. Man at third, two out, bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona leading this one 8-2. Marauders trying to hold Daytona scoreless in a frame for just the second time tonight. Oh, 1-1. And Steiger can't make contact. Nice breaking pitch inside. And it's 1-2. Triple-A Louisville playing an early game today, an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Their game was over by the time I was finished with game notes this morning. Louisville with two in the seventh inning, beating Iowa 3-2 as Steiger hits one hard but out of play. Right-hand side, it remains 0-2. Trey Amburgi, Alan Cordoba, Michael DeLeon, all with RBIs. as Louisville picked up their fourth win. Lorenzo Cedrola, Chris Oakey, the former Tortugas in the lineup. The Steiger reaches for one and hits a roller up the third base line. That'll stay foul by the Tortugas dugout. 2-2, the count stays. Top of the lineup in Austin Hendrick waiting on deck. Jones doubled to start the inning, advanced to third on a ground out, and stayed there after the Almonte K. First baseman Gonzalez off the line, the 1-2. And Steiger brushed off the plate. Fastball up and in at 92. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lucas Sims, another scoreless rehab outing for the Reds in Louisville today. They hope to have him join the Major League club by the end of the month as Steiger sends that one again out of play to the right. We'll stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is plate appearance. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Mississippi Braves this afternoon. They started at 12:05 as Steiger hits it about three times. He fouled it off once on the swing. I think it hit his shin, kicked up, and then he hit it again with his bat on the follow-through. Doesn't get charged for any extra strikes there. And now the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming on another 2-2 delivery. Lefty fires, and Steiger spoils another. And so we will go to the 10th pitch of this at-bat. Great battle by Gus, but Chattanooga, a 4-3 win over the Braves today. Matt McClain, another RBI. He's driven in 8 in the Southern League already this year. The 2-2 again. Steiger holds up on a breaking ball down and in. It's a full count. 11-pitch at-bat here for Gus. Don't have the official numbers in front of me, but I have to imagine that is the highest total for a single at-bat for a Tortuga player this year. Jones still at third. Daytona trying to add to their 6-run lead. Payoff pitch, and Steiger a ground ball up the middle, but stationed perfectly as the second baseman, Bowen. And he'll field and throw out Steiger to end the inning. So Roman wins the 11-pitch battle and strands a man at third in the inning. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of 5, 8-2 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with drink specials starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Bark in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Sam Benscooter back to the mound for his second inning of relief as we head to the top of the 6th. Daytona, a 8-2 lead in the second game of this 6-game series. Fans, be sure to come out to the Jack again tomorrow for our first Bud Light Thirsty Thursday of the 2022 season. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. Enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas all night long, starting at just $1. Get your tickets. Log on at DaytonaTortugas.com or call 386-257-3172. Jacob Gonzalez leads off the 6th and swings over the top of a breaking pitch. It's 0-1. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Flied out to center. His last trip has also struck out. The 0-1. And this one slashed to right, but foul. Out of play towards the Bradenton clubhouse. It's 0-2. Gonzalez, former second-round pick of the San Francisco Giants, the son of former World Series MVP and five-time All-Star Luis Gonzalez. But unlike Dad, Jacob hits from the right-hand side. Pops is a lefty hitter. The 0-2 from Sam. And that a breaking ball slips out of his hand. And misses over the head of a ducking Gonzalez, 1-2. The Reds affiliate scoreboard that we began in the fifth. Mentioned Double-A Chattanooga, a 4-3 winner today. Only other game in the circuit is this, a soft ground ball to third. Charging in, making the scoop. There is Santana. Low throw, gets away from Ibarra and goes into that auxiliary bench area that is ruled out of play. It'll be an infield hit for Jacob Gonzalez, and then a throwing error on Santana that allows him to move up into scoring position. So the league's leader in batting average is aboard here to start the sixth inning. And now here is the second baseman, Jace Bowen. Bowen walked his first time, made a solo homer to left his last trip against Franco. Bowen was a Michigan State commit coming out of high school in Ohio. And so as Ben Scooter's first pitch to him, high and tight, 1-0, they would have been teammates for the Spartans last year had Bowen elected to go to college, as opposed to signing that pro deal with the Pirates after being selected in the 11th round in 2019. The 1-0. And that fastball led her high as strike. It's 1-1. High A Dayton today, the only other game we have for you on the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Playing at home against the West Michigan Whitecaps. And the Dragons continuing their impressive start to the season. They have a 6-3 lead in the sixth, looking for their eighth win of the year. The 1-1. Slider outside. It's two balls and one strike. Jose Torres, former Tortuga, his first high A home run. He's also stolen a base tonight. He's in the lineup alongside Reese Hines, Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Alex McGarry, and Ashton Creel. The 2-1, and Bowen chases the elevated fastball. It's 2-2. Gonzalez takes his lead off second. Almonte holds him on. Now the 2-2 pitch. Ooh, up and in. And luckily it missed him. Bowen took a nastier spill than anything else. I thought he landed on the bat, which could not have been comfortable. But thankfully, no harm, no foul. And Bowen's all right. It's a 3-2 count. Marauders trying to put the first two men on here in the sixth. Gonzalez reached on a single and a throwing error. Payoff offering from Sam, and he struck him out. Slider dipping down and away. And Bowen retired for Ben Scooter. That his second strikeout tonight. And there's one down in the sixth inning. Now the DH, Alexander Mojica. Struck out both times tonight, 0 for 2. James Proctor went 4 for the Dragons tonight, former Tortuga, and has given way to his fellow 2021 Tortuga teammate, Franger Aaron Gurren. As that one high, 1-0. On the DH, Mojica. Love resting on Ben Scooter's front left hip as he looks in for the sign from Jones. A 1-0. And that one spins in for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Righty up and throwing in the right field bullpen for Bradenton. That is Dante Mendoza. One of the few pitchers in the league with multiple wins already this year. A 1-1. And this one ripped into right center field. Back into his right is Hendrick, but he's got it squared away. He'll make the catch. Going back to tag is Gonzalez. He'll advance to third, standing up without a throw. Oh, he caught the bat. But Austin Hendrick able to read it well, and with the wind blowing out to left, not right. Kept in the ballpark by quite a bit. So a man at third, two down. And now it's the center fielder, Sergio Campana. Campana flied out to center, has walked tonight. He is 0 for 1. Lanky righty with an open stance, and Ben Scooter's fastball high at 94. It is 1-0. Marauders, two runs, five hits, no errors. They have left 3-9. Daytona, eight runs, eight hits, one error. They have left 4 as Campana can't hold up on the sweeping breaking ball. Count even, 1-1. Campana last year started the season on the Bradenton roster, struggled offensively, had a 169 ERA. That would be a good ERA. 169 batting average, not as much, as that slider cut on and missed, 1-2. Stole 13 bases in those 51 games, but joined the Florida Complex League roster on July the 13th and hit 272 there in 30 games to close out the season. Back with Bradenton here to start this campaign. 1-2. Fastball at the letters. Got him looking. Strike three call. Ben Scooter leaves Campana left questioning what was going on. And he strands a man in scoring position in the sixth. No runs, a hit, an error. And one man left aboard at the end of 5.5. It is still 8-2 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Going to the bullpen for Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Dante Mendoza on to face the top of the Daytona order, and the first pitch from the righty is high. 4-1. Hendrick, Allen, and Thompson The 3-2 up. Austin 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. It struck out and also popped to short as that fastball poured by him. Swinging a miss, 1-1. Mendoza standing at 6'5", 186 pounds, 23 years old from Torrance, California. Acquired in a trade with the Cleveland Guardians several years back as Hendrick laid on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball in. It's 1-2. Mendoza coming into play today. A 2-0 record, making his third appearance out of the bullpen. A 1.8 ERA. 1-2. And Hendrick lays off a pitch high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mendoza just 2 hits allowed in 5 innings. A walk, 5 strikeouts. Opponents a 125 average. The 2-2. And Hendrick takes inside. Fastball at 92. It's a full count. Final line. For the previous reliever, Denny Roman, the lefty. Payoff pitch to Austin. That one on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike 3. 92 on the black. And Mendoza starts his night with a strikeout. One away in the 6th inning for Jay Allen, the second. A 2-run homer in the first, has walked and also grounded to 3rd tonight. He's 1-for-2. Roman, 2 2/3 innings. 1 run on 3 hits. No walks and a strikeout. 44 pitches, 31 strikes. Was also called for a pair of balks. Righty against righty, and Allen swings through that fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Mendoza. Last pitching again. As time called at home plate. The 0-1. That fastball sizzles across the outer edge. It is quickly 0-2. Mendoza, acquired in that trade with Cleveland in 2018, was acquired alongside Tanaj Thompson, who's one of the top young arms in the Pirate system. Is that outside 1-2? And journeyman infielder Eric Gonzalez. That was the deal that sent Jordan Luplo and Max Moroff. Out to Cleveland. Luplo now with the Rays, the 1-2. That one high, 2-2. Or maybe he's not. I think he actually got traded in the offseason. I do remember he was on the Rays last postseason. And now with the Diamondbacks organization here in 2022. 2-2 to Allen. And he strikes him out on the breaking ball. Blocked with the body by Plotchart. And he'll throw down to the first baseman Gonzalez to complete the K. 2 down. Back-to-back strikeout start tonight for Mendoza. And now the three-hitter, Justice Thompson, who singled to right his last time. He's also struck out twice, 1-for-3. Interesting thing about Mendoza, despite being 11 years his sophomore, he is the cousin of former All-Star and current Yankee left-hander Zach Britton. That one inside, breaking ball, 1-0. They grew up an hour away from each other. Mendoza from Torrance, California. Britton from Santa Clarita. 1-0. And Thompson fouls it back, 1-1. And who knows, maybe at some point this season, Britton currently on the IL for the Yankees. Bradenton and Tampa in the same division in the West. And as with many Yankee rehabbers, spending their time have assignments with the Tarpons, the 1-1. Thompson looks at a strike, 1-2. So maybe, just maybe, the Cousins duke off against one another at some point this season when Britton starts making his return off the injured list. 1-2 to Thompson. That one in the dirt. Good breaking pitch. It's 2-2. Mendoza from the first base side of the rubber. Nobody on, 2 out in the 6th inning. The 2-2 pitch, and he foul tips it into the glove of the catcher. Plotchart to end the inning. So Dante Mendoza comes out of the bullpen and strikes out the side in order on 16 pitches after 6. It is 8-2 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table. Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, top of the 9 o'clock hour in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock with you. On the Tortugas Radio Network, Daytona 5 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth. They lead Bradenton 8-2 in the second game of this series. And the first pitch to Giovanni Plantschart is high for ball one. Sam Benscooter out for his third inning of relief tonight. Plantschart 1-for-2 with a base hit and a strikeout. This one off the hand, shallow center, and that one will get down in front of Allen for another knock. Plantschart had just one hit all season coming into tonight. He's tripled that with a couple knocks today. From 1-3 hits. And the Marauders have the leadoff men on for the second straight inning. Here's the third baseman, Juan Jerez. Has struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice tonight. He's 0-2. Get you an update around Major League Baseball here in the seventh inning. Is the first pitch from Benscooter. And Jerez can't get around. On that fastball, elevated at 92. It is 0-1. Busy Major League Baseball schedule on this Wednesday. Quite a few afternoon games. On a getaway day for some teams, the 0-1. Nifty slider spins in there for a strike, 0-2. Brewers playing the Marauders affiliate, or parent affiliate. The Pittsburgh Pirates earlier today. Brewers a 4-2 win. Rowdy Tellez, former Dunedin Blue Jay, his third home run. Keston Hira, a 3-run shot, his first. That slider in the dirt, blocked by Jones. And Plantschart stays put at first base. It's 1-2. Cleveland and the White Sox playing a doubleheader. Guardians with a 9-run second inning in game one. Won it 11-1, Jose Ramirez, a second-inning grand slam, his fourth home run of the year. Jerez down looking, strike three. Jerez was stepping out as that pitch was barreling towards the inner half of the Pentagon. Not sure what Jerez was thinking there, but Benscooter has a K, and there's one down in the seventh inning. Fourth strikeout tonight for Scooter. And now the left fielder, Mike Jarvis. Single to left, and a foul pop to first, 1-for-2. Shane Bieber got his first win of the year. Game two of that doubleheader went to the Guardians as well by a much calmer score of 2-1. Righty on righty, and the first offering, a slider strike. It's 0-1. Cleveland pitching, combining on a three-hitter. And the win over Chicago in the nightcap. One on, one out. The 0-1. And Jarvis, a healthy hack over the top of a slide piece. 0-2. Phillies and Rockies, a slugfest at Coors Field. Philadelphia, a 9-6 winner. Nick Castellanos, his third home run of the year. Alec Bohm, a 2-run shot, his first. Johan Camargo, a 3-run blast, his first as a Philly. And Kyle Schwarber, a home run as well, the former Daytona Cub, as Jarvis gets it off the hands and towards the roof of the reserved seating area. Behind home plate towards the first base side. It'll remain a no-ball, two-strike count. Schwarber, his fourth home run of the season with Philadelphia. Blanchard leads off of first. The 0-2. That one sails high, goes all the way to the backstop. And advancing to second on the wild pitch goes Blanchard. That just slipped out of Ben Scooter's hand with the fastball. And so the Bradenton catcher able to advance 90 feet. So, man, it's second, one away. Daytona still holding on to a six-run advantage. Jarvis, a crouch stance, a little bit open from the right side, and he strikes out on the sweeping slider. Another K for Ben Scooter. Make that five on the evening for the 24-year-old. Two down in the seventh, and now it is the right fielder, Randy Romero. Led off this ball game with a home run to left. Since then has struck out twice, once looking and once swinging. Schwarber, that home run he hit today in that game against the Rockies was demolished as that one fouled to the right. It is 0-1. Fans here in Daytona got to see it up close and in person. Hit a 110-mile-per-hour home run. Out there to right field in the thin air at Coors Field today. That traveled 468 feet. The 0-1. Fouled back, it is 0-1. Rather, 0-2 on Romero. A 468-foot blast, the second furthest home run hit in the major leagues this year. Only Mike Trout has hit a ball farther at 472 feet. 0-2 on the righty Romero. Ben Scooter fires. Struck him out on the slider, inning over. Ben Scooter works around a one-out single, or rather a leadoff single, to strike out three in the inning. And he's now punched out six through three tonight. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of six and a half. Time to get up and stretch here in Daytona. It is 8-2 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Bottom of the seventh, Daytona leading Bradenton 8-2. On the Tortugas Radio Network, fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types of charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. And if Notorious B.I.G. is blaring over the speakers. That means the one and only Ruben Ibarra is up at the plate. He'll lead off here in the seventh against Mendoza, who struck out the side in the sixth. And Ibarra takes outside, first pitch, ball one. Ibarra one for two, has singled and scored, a time up. 1-0 from Mendoza. And Ibarra takes low. It is 2-0. Continuing our look around Major League Baseball. Here on this Wednesday night. The 2-0. And Ibarra swinging away, looking to pummel one off his face in left center. Comes up empty. It's 2-1. Braves and Dodgers. Out in Chavez Ravine today as Ibarra hits one high in the air, first base side, but that one is souvenir. As it lands on the roof and rolls down, it will be 2-2 on Ibarra. Dodgers beating Atlanta 5-1. Freddie Freeman, a two-run homer against his old team, his second as a Dodger. Edwin Rios, a solo homer, his first. 2-2. On the inside corner, got him looking, strike three. Ibarra left slapping the barrel of his bat into his left hand, was not pleased with the call there from Snow. But Mendoza has his fourth straight strikeout to begin his night. One away in the seventh inning for Yerlin Confidan. Confidan, one for two. Double to left center in the first, scored on the Steiger base hit. As he takes up and away, 1-0. Has also walked and scored in the third and grounded out to second last time in the fourth. Mendoza at the shoulders, the 1-0. And Confidan fouls it off the railing, holding up the press box. That's three times now in the first two games of this series. And in the first, I was going to guess, 100 casted here. Never happened at all. As that one fouled away, 1-2. You can add that to the list of things that have happened in this game tonight. Right along with the box, new baseballs because of a pitcher licking his hands. And, of course, the pitch clock being eviscerated on a foul ball. 1-2. Off the outside corner, breaking pitch. Try to backdoor him. It's 2-2. Mentioned the Padres earlier today, a 6-0 win over the Reds. Mackenzie Gore earning his first Major League win. Former Tortuga Mark Colesberry, first Daytona alumni to make his Major League debut this season. 2-2, and Confidan fouls it back behind the plate. Had a weird sound. And you know what? I think what happened is, as the bat boy goes to get it, I think it got stuck in between the bottom of the padding and the turf. It's the only thing I can come up with. 2-2. That one a breaking ball, a little bit down. Over the plate, though, it's 3-2. It has gone final in Oakland. The Orioles, a 1-0 winner over the A's. My old buddy Jorge Lopez picking up the save. Former Brevard County Manatee in this league. Is that one down and in, ball four? And Confidan on for the third time tonight. He's got a one-out walk. That brings up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones, a sacrifice fly to center his first time. He's also walked and doubled. And scored a run tonight. Three solid plate appearances. For the 22-year-old lefty swinging catcher. First pitch to Hayden, and he rifles it back behind the plate, 0-1. The Orioles a winner today against Oakland, and that brings me to a story that I saw from last night after our ball game. Jones fouls it off the hands. That couldn't have felt good on a cool Wednesday night in mid-April. And it's now 0-2 on the Daytona catcher. One on, one out. Bottom of the seventh, Daytona in front by six. But last night, the game between Baltimore and Oakland featured the smallest crowd at the Coliseum in 42 years. As that one, a breaking ball at the top of the zone, strike three. All five outs for Mendoza tonight have been on the strikeout. And there are two out now in the seventh for the third baseman, Debbie Santana. Santana been hit by a pitch, struck out, grounded out to short, has also scored a run. But the attendance in Daytona Beach last night was only 2,000 off what the attendance was in Oakland for last night's game, as that one off the glove of the catcher, Planchard, a late break towards second by Confidon, and he's in there diving head first safely. It'll be a wild pitch on Mendoza, but that was a ball blocked in front by Planchard. And Confidon able to read it and take second base. Good aggressive base running by the 19-year-old. As Planchard out to the mound for a brief convo with Mendoza and heads back. Well, yeah, the last game in Oakland last night drew 37-48. Smallest crowd there since September of 1980. When they had 31-80 there for a loss to the White Sox. As Santana, a laser beam that will land on the roof of the Bradenton clubhouse. It's 1-1. With the A's trading away so many players in the offseason, the fans not pleased with the state of their stadium, the state of their team, didn't show up last night. The 1-1. Santana takes a call at strike 1-2. Shout out to our awesome video coordinator, David Mandelberg. In his first season, he's done a marvelous job helping us up near a press row. Big reason why we have the pitch speed up on the video board the last couple of nights after not having it the first three games is that one low 2-2. And they say he went. A delayed called strike three from the home plate umpire, Austin Snow. And that's going to bring an end to the home seventh inning. So Daytona strands a man aboard in the inning. As we head to the eighth inning here at the Jack, no runs, no hits because of the walk, one man left to the eighth. Still 8-2 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Here in the top of the eighth inning, takes a first pitch strike from Sam Benscooter. It is 0-1. 2-3-4 due up for the Marauders in the inning. Is that one outside, 1-1. Daytona in front, 8-2, trying to win their third straight for the first time this season. 1-1 from Scooter, inside and low. Two balls and one strike. Marauders, two runs, six hits, no errors. They have left five. Daytona, eight runs, eight hits, one error. They have left five as well. Scooter trying to complete four innings of relief tonight, the 2-1. And that fastball inside corner, 2-2. Continuing our look around Major League Baseball as we play here in this eighth inning. We mentioned the O's, a 1-0 win today in Oakland, 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Back foot slider, and Jones from the foul side of the chalk throws down to Ibarra to complete the strikeout. And there is one away in the eighth inning. Another punch out for Ben Scooter. His last five outs have been courtesy of the strikeout. And he has now punched out seven tonight, which matches a career high. I'll bring up Jacob Gonzalez. Struck out, fly ball to center and a single. And he takes down and away for ball one. Everything else in Major League Baseball still going on. Bottom of the sixth in the Windy City. The Cubs trailing the Rays 8-2. Francisco Mejia, a two-run homer, is second as Gonzalez tries to hold up and does on a high fastball. It is 2-0. Righty kicks the 2-0. Now one out, the count 3-0. Top of the eighth in Houston. Angels a 6-0 lead. Shohei Ohtani had a perfect game at one point, was broken up in the sixth inning. 3-0, and that high and inside ball 4. And Gonzalez aboard with a one-out walk. First free pass issued by Ben Scooter tonight. And now it is the second baseman, Jace Bowen. Bowen 1-for-2 has walked. Clubbed a solo home run back in the fourth inning and struck out against Scooter in the sixth. Daytona's bullpen up and left as Sam misses high, ball one. Looks to be the right-hander Jose Peralta loosening out in left field for the Tugas. And Scooter not expected to go more than four tonight, the 1-0. And that slider flipping the outside part of the plate. It's 1-1. But the Astros still just one hit tonight between Ohtani and Tepera. As Ohtani tonight batting leadoff. Did something that hadn't been done in my lifetime. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Ohtani tonight batted twice before throwing a single pitch in that game at Minute Maid Park. Angels scored 6 runs in the first inning, and that one grabs a piece of Bowen. He nearly hit him his last time up. And this time it grabbed a piece of his forearm. And maybe a little bit of the bicep. Not what Ben Scooter was trying to do on a 1-2 pitch. And now the Marauders with 2-on, 1-out for Alexander Mojica. Mojica 0-for-3, a couple strikeouts and a fly ball to right. But the last time that had happened, the Reds were involved. And it was Tom Browning of the Cincinnati Reds in 1989, the last time a pitcher batted twice before they ever threw a pitch in the game. As that one up and in, dances off the glove of Jones. And the wild pitch sees Gonzalez take third. And advancing to second is Bowen. And now the Marauders with a couple men in scoring position and one out. And a 1-0 count on Mojica. Pitching coach Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout will join the conversation with Hayden and Sam. Now the entire infield will come in as they talk it over with the Daytona bullpen getting ready. Marauders trying to chip away at what has been at most a 6-run lead for Daytona tonight. Bradenton scored first on the leadoff homer. Daytona answered with 5 in the home first. 2 more in the third and another in the fourth after Bradenton clubbed another solo homer. Gonzalez at third. And Bowen at second. Scooter is 1-0. And that one up and away. Two balls and no strikes. So Ohtani with a little history today. First time in 33 years that had happened. Righty's 2-0. And that one inside corner. Called strike. It's 2-1. Top of the ninth in Miami. The Cardinals a 2-0 lead on the Marlins, scoring both runs in the top of the ninth inning already. On a home run by Nolan Arenado, the 2-1. And this one waited for and lined foul towards the roof. And right in front of the Budweiser bullpen, it is two balls and two strikes. Arenado, his fifth home run of the season for St. Louis. 7-3. Righty set to the minor cross step towards third. The 2-2 pitch, and this one yanked foul. Off that padding up along the third base line, it remains 2-2. End of the eighth inning in Detroit. Yankees a 5-3 lead on the Tigers. Anthony Rizzo, a solo home run, his fourth of the year. Miguel Cabrera, 3-for-4 tonight with a run scored. He is one hit shy of 3,000 in his amazing career. The 2-2 pitch struck him out swinging. A slider that was moving in super slow motion, and Mojica takes his frustration out on that black lumber as he slams it down onto the turf and sees it splinter. So second and third, two out. And now it is the center fielder, Sergio Campana. The umpires both wrote something down. The home plate umpire stood out in front of the righty batter's box. And I'm not sure what this is about. The third base coach for Bradenton, Gustavo Omana, is telling something to Sergio Campana or the home plate umpire, Austin Snow. I'm not sure if, not sure what in the world that was about. Well, here is the first pitch that he had bat. And there's a slider coming in the front door. A strike on the inner half, 0-1. Cabrera had hits in his first three at bats today to get to 2.999. But could not come through in his fourth at bat, so will be on 3,000 hit watch as Campana fouls it off the glove of Jones. And Ben Scooter quickly ahead, no balls and two strikes. Marauders put on a couple men without a base hit, a walk and a hit batter, and to advance. Ben Scooter trying to work a fourth scoreless inning of relief tonight. Righty ready at the letters, the 0-2 pitch, and the slider laid off by Campana. It is 1-2. Bottom of the seventh in our nation's capital, Diamondbacks. A 10-run lead on the Nationals, 11-1. Dalton Varsho, a two-run homer, his third of the year. Diamondbacks looking for their fourth win. The 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on the slider. Dipping down and out of the zone. Ben Scooter strands a pair in scoring position. And the last seven outs for the 24-year-old right-hander have come courtesy of the K, a career high. Nine strikeouts here tonight at the Jack. We head to the ninth, or the bottom of the eighth, excuse me. Daytona leads 8-2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Throw to the bullpen for Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. On in relief is the 23-year-old right-hander Junior Thibault, T-H-I-B-O. No, not related to the former St. Lucie Met and University of Florida quarterback. But Thibault, 6'4", 185 pounds, out of Sabana Grande de Boya in the Dominican Republic. On the season, Thibault 1-0, a ERA of 3, making his third appearance. 1-for-2 in save tries. One hit in 3 innings. 2 walks, 4 Ks. Opponents an opposing 100 batting average. Picked up the save in his last outing against Lakeland on Friday. Walked a couple in that ninth inning before escaping with a Marauder win. 8-9-1 due up against him here in the eighth inning. Almonte Steiger-Hendrick. Righty against righty to start it off in the first pitch. Is a fastball off the outside corner. It is 1-0. Certainly feels like Jose Peralta will come on and pitch the ninth for Daytona. The 1-0. Outside, it is 2-0. On Almonte. 0-for-1 tonight is Sebastian. Has walked. He's also picked up his sacrifice fly to center and struck out. 2-0. And Almonte takes outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Finishing our look around the majors tonight. Bottom of the seventh in New York. Giants a 5-0 lead on the Mets. Brandon Belt a solo homer, his fourth. Chris Bassett roughed up for the Mets as Almonte takes low ball 4. And he's on with a 4-pitch walk here to start the bottom of the eighth. So, one on, nobody out. And it is Gus Steiger. Steiger, couple of base hits in his first two trips. Also has an RBI, grounded out sharply to second. With a man at third, his last time in the fifth. The first pitch to Steiger is outside for ball one. Final line. For Dante Mendoza, 2 innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and 6 Ks. 35 pitches and 21 strikes. 1-0. Steiger taking all the way. There's a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. Carlos Rodon, John Brebbia, Dominic Leon have combined on a shutout of the Mets tonight in New York, the 1-1. And Steiger takes a strike. It's 1-2. Middle of the seventh in Boston. Blue Jays a 6-1 lead on the Red Sox. Domingo Tapia, a 2-run homer, his first as a Blue Jay. A 1-2. And Steiger takes down and away. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose Berrios, former Fort Myers player in this league, still chucking for the Blue Jays. Almonte takes his lead to 2-1, and Steiger a little dribbler towards the Daytona third base dugout. It's now stays a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Top of the sixth in Kansas City. Royals a 2-0 lead on Minnesota. Daniel Lynch for the Royals, Chris Paddock for the Twins. Here's the 2-2, and Steiger hits it hard but foul. Off towards the east gate and Jackie Robinson way. It'll remain 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Daytona shortstop. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona And Bradenton up 8-2. As Steiger takes high, it's a full count. Only other game in baseball tonight will get underway momentarily out in Seattle. The Mariners and the Rangers will be Logan Gilbert, the former Stetson Hatter, as Steiger fouls off another one. Steiger's last at bat before he grounded out to second base saw 11 pitches. Well, this at bat is now working on pitch 9, so that is 20 pitches seen in his last two plate appearances. 3-2. Steiger, a ground ball up the third baseline. Backhanded behind the bag by Harris. Off-balance throw. Backhanded scoop by Gonzalez. Cody White, the first base coach, arguing, saying that Gonzalez did not keep his back foot on the bag. And Gookie Dawkins going to come out and argue as well. It was a great scoop by Gonzalez with a backhand to field that off-balance throw by Harris behind third. But Daytona does not get the benefit of the doubt, and Steiger robbed of what would have been his third hit of the night. Another nifty play behind the hot corner bag by Harris. Almonte advances to second on the 5-3 ground out. So Dawkins closes out his conversation with Eubanks. And now a man at second, one away for Austin Hendrick. Not entirely certain. Gonzalez kept his back foot on the back. Cody White. And Gonzalez probably chatting about that right now as they carry on a conversation up along the right field line. So back to the top of Daytona's order and Austin Hendrick. Hendrick singled and scored his first time. Since then, a couple strikeouts and a pop-up to short. Righty against lefty, and Hendrick takes low for ball one. The Logan Gilbert, Homer Stetson, and Dane Dunning expected to make the start for the Rangers tonight. The 1-0, that one hits Hendrick. I thought that one hit off a much more dangerous, I thought it hit off his wrist. Not really sure at this point where it hit off of, because Hendrick seems to be all right, I guess. That went off something protective because it took a hard ricochet off of him. And Hendrick seems, while uncomfortable, more or less unfazed walking up the first base line. So Daytona with two on and one out. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second, a two-run homer to left in the first inning. Since then, a walk, a stolen base, a ground ball to third, and a strikeout. But there's an interesting story around that Mariners-Rangers game tonight. And it's a prime example of how, while things are much better in terms of the pandemic, we are not out of the woods entirely. As Allen swings through an elevated fastball at 95, it's 0-1. The Mariners are without their manager and their third base coach tonight, the only two coaches they have with managerial experience. Almonte leads off second, Hendrick off of first, the 0-1. And Allen takes a called strike at 96. It's 0-2. But Scott Servais, the manager, Manny Acta, the third base coach, have both tested positive for COVID-19 and will be away from the team starting tonight. First base coach Christopher Negron, a former Cincinnati Red, will serve as the acting manager. He was the Mariners manager at AAA Tacoma last season before joining the Major League staff this year as the 0-2 pitch, and he strikes him out on the high off speed. Two out now in the eighth inning. That brings up Justice Thompson for Tebow. Thompson 1-for-4 with a base hit and a trio of strikeouts. So as a result, Negron will manage for the Mariners tonight. Zach Vincey, who was once a Reds farmhand, as that one up and away and squirts out of the glove of Planchard at the last second. And everyone's going to move up 90 feet on the pass ball. Almonte to third. To second goes Hendrick. And they're there with a 1-0 count on the DH Thompson. But Zach Vincey, who was once a Reds prospect, has been added to the Mariners coaching staff. He's been coaching at AAA Tacoma. The Mariners hitting coordinator, who was the Reds minor league hitting coordinator last year, C.J. Gilman, will join the staff as the 1-0 in for a strike, 1-1. So there's three former Reds players or employees there. And then Mariners catching legend and current special assignment coordinator Dan Wilson will also be on the staff. As the 1-1, and Thompson hits it hard and out of play. Off towards the Tortugas offices across the street. It's 1-2. And the fourth of four connections into the game, the teams playing in this game, is Dan's son Eli was one of the catchers for the Florida State League champion Marauders last season. A 1-2 pitch. Fastball up. Thompson lays off. It's 2-2. Jose Peralta still throwing in left for Daytona. He'll work the ninth. Tortugas have second and third and two out and an 8-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two-two pitch. Thompson a ground ball back up the middle, charging to his right. Bowen, sidearm throw to first and an accurate one at that. And he throws out Thompson, chugging up the line and the inning, taking away a base hit and an RBI from the Daytona DH. But the Tortugas get a couple base runners on a... Here at the Jack, Daytona trying to make it three straight. They lead 8-2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Jack Daytona trying to secure a third straight W and on to make his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut is the right-hander Jose Peralta. Peralta, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 22 years old, out of Catia La Mar in Venezuela, signed by the Reds as an international free agent out of the South American country in 2017. Peralta suffered the loss in the second game of the series against Palm Beach last Wednesday. Peralta inning in a third, took the line. It was unearned on one hit, walked two, did not strike out a batter. Opponents hitting 200 against him. And he'll face off against 7, 8, and 9 in the Marauder order in the ninth inning. Final line for Sam Benscooter tonight. Another career performance by the 24-year-old. Giovanni Planchart will lead off, and the first pitch of the night from Peralta. Fastball high at 93, it's 1-0. Peralta against Planchart, Jerez, and Jarvis in this ninth inning. 1-0. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Planchart 2-for-3 with a couple of base hits. Has also struck out. Benscooter tonight, four shutout innings. Two hits, a walk, and nine strikeouts. The 2-0. Now one outside, ball three. 9 strikeouts, a career high for Ben Scooter, the most by a Daytona pitcher this season. Did hit a man, threw a couple wild pitches, but 64 tosses and 41 strikes. 3-0 on the leadoff man, and Peralta comes home, and that across at 91. It's 3-1. Ben Scooter in line for the win tonight, since Franco did not go the necessary 5. But that was all planned. 4 for his pitch, the 3-1. And Plotchart fouls it back to the mesh screen. It's a full count. Series will continue tomorrow, as we said earlier, our first Bud Light Thursday of the season. Biggest party in Central Florida is back at Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. Gates open at 6 o'clock, 7:05 first pitch, the 3-2 from Jose. And off the hands of Plotchart, it'll stay a full count. Draft beers, fountain sodas at the concession and beer stands. All night long, Valentin Linares expected to make the start for Bradenton. 0-1, an ERA of 27. The 3-2. Outside ball 4. We'll get to the backstop, and Plotchart will hustle down to first as he's aboard with a leadoff walk in the 9th inning. Here's the third baseman, Juan Jerez. 0-3. Couple strikeouts and has hit into a fielder's choice. Wind still blowing sharply out to left field as the righty comes set. Now Peralta fires, and this one ripped down the right field line. That one's going to get down for a base hit and into the corner. On his way to third is Plotchart as Hendrick picks it up at the base of the wall. Plotchart rounds third. He's headed home. The relay by Almonte, not in time. Advancing to third is Harris. Now he breaks to the plate. Jones throws home. The tag by Peralta, not in time. Harris got his hand in ahead of the tag by Peralta. 2-run score, and it's 8-4. We'll see how that one is scored. Gookie Dawkins out to argue. But Austin Snow telling him that Harris got his hand on home plate before Jones slapped the tag, or rather the pitcher Peralta slapped the tag on the base runner Harris. It'll be a double, it'll be a triple, and then an error on the catcher Jones. That allows Bradenton to score the added run. So the first two base runners are in for the Marauders in the 9th inning. And now it is the left fielder Mike Jarvis as Daytona tried to challenge the call at third, saying that base runner missed third base. Third. Now there's some chirping from the Daytona third base dugout because neither umpire made the call, and now the umpire calls him out. Whoa! And now Jonathan Johnston out to argue. So which guy is out? Did Plotchart touch third base and score? And then Jerez missed third base? Or did Plotchart miss third base? And Jerez followed behind him, and would Jerez then be out because it would be like passing somebody on the bases? Well, we were talking earlier. We've seen a cacophony of strange things happen tonight. And this is absolutely added to the top of the list. This is the second time Daytona has won an appeal on a play like that. In the last 3 games, it happened on the first batter of the game in the bottom of the first in Palm Beach on Sunday to Brandon Hernandez, who hit a ground rule double but missed first base. And just looked over at Don Roberts, our official scorer, and he doesn't know either. So we're operating under the assumption that Jerez missed third base. Plotchart's run still scores, and it is 8-3. In favor of Daytona with nobody on and one out. And the 0-1 fouled back, and it is 0-2. Nothing like a play to turn your brain into a pretzel knot. And a 6-run game to start the ninth inning. So I guess we're going to officially score that as a double. And then out, because he missed the base. As this one fouled back. And it's still 0-2 on Jarvis, is singled. Popped up to the first baseman in foul ground and struck out. But credit to Daytona's infielders and the coaching staff for being aware for the second time in 3 days to win in a peeping a base. This is a hard ground ball. Oh, what a backhanded snare by Peralta on the mound. Runs to first, underhand flip to Ibarra for the second out, and Ibarra just stares at him like, how in the world did you do that? And the Tortugas one out away from their third straight W in the most bizarre of fashions. And now it's Randy Romero. Jose Peralta doubling as David Blaine in his spare time, a magic act. And now Randy Romero takes high for ball one. Romero has struck out 3 times. Since he led off the ball game with a home run in the first. We're absolutely going to try and cut that highlight for you after this ball game. What a play by Peralta, the 1-0. And that fastball in at 91, it's 1-1. Reminder, fans, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at this one, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to tomorrow's Thirsty Thursday, third game of the series. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a fastball at 90, and the Tortugas are 1 strike away. Chase Petty will get the ball for Daytona tomorrow. Reds number 7 prospect, according to MLB.com, has a 1.29 ERA. Peralta trying to get him to come into his start off a W. Bases empty, 2 down. The 1-2 from Jose. And he lays off the breaking ball. Spiked it, and it's 2-2. Sung Che Cheng. Shortstop waiting on deck. Everyone for Daytona on the top step of the dugout. Bullpen all standing out and left. The 2-2. Just misses the outside corner. The crowd, a premature burst of celebration. Only for Snow to rule it off the outside corner. It's a full count. This next pitch will be the 18th of the inning. For the 22-year-old righty. One hit on the ground, left side. Backhanded by Steiger. Off-balance throw. Low scoop by Ibarra on a backhand. And back-to-back web gems end the ballgame. And you can celebrate an 8-3 Tortugas victory. Two of the best defensive plays of the season come on the final 2 outs of the ballgame as Jose Peralta makes a behind-the-back snare for the second out, and then Gus Steiger on a play to his right. A leaping throw onto Ibarra at first to seal Daytona's third straight W. And they've taken the opening 2 games of this series. They win tonight 8-3. Daytona improving to 5-6 on the year. Bradenton dropping to 7-4. We'll be back with a recap report after these messages on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our Oceanfront Hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. Butters. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st, with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season, featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap day's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, a wild game at the oldest ballpark in minor league baseball tonight as Daytona in a slugfest knock off Bradenton by a final of 8-3. Justin Rock back with you here on the recap report. Taking you through the game that was. Daytona with the win tonight, their third straight, improving to 5-6. Bradenton with the loss, they fall to 7-4. Let's get into how this game was won by Daytona tonight. We look back, and there was a lot of offense in the very first inning of this game. And as a matter of fact, right out of the gate, there was offense. It was after Randy Romero fouled off a ball for the first pitch of the game. The second pitch he saw from Jose Franco was deposited off the Jeep Beach signage on top of the left field batting cages. Romero's first home run as a Marauder put Bradenton ahead for the first time in this season, in this series, by a score of 1-0. Daytona would come out guns blazing, though, in the bottom of the first inning. On the first pitch of the night from lefty Luis Peralta, Austin Hendrick attacking again, ripped one into right field for a base hit. And then on the very next pitch, Jay Allen II dunked one off the netting of the batting cages in left field, his first home run at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, his second of the year, and Daytona quickly had jumped ahead 2-1. After Justice Thompson struck out, Ruben Ibarra broke up an 0-for-13 stretch with a single to right, and then Yerlin Convict run with a double into left center field that hopped over the fence for a ground rule double. So Daytona had second and third and one out. Hayden Jones would lift a sacrifice fly to center, made it a 3-1 game. Then Debbie Santana was hit by a pitch, and during that at-bat, Ibarra was able to score on a wild pitch, and that made it a 4-2-1 ball game. Debbie Santana was hit, as we said, then Sebastian Almonte walked. Gus Steiger had a hard-hit single off the glove of the third baseman, Juan Jerez. That allowed Santana to score, made it 5-1. The final out of the inning was recorded after Daytona sent their 10th man to the plate. And Almonte trying a double steal with Steiger. The throw down to second was made, and Almonte broke towards the plate. He was thrown out. However, on the slide, Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry was hurt and left the ball game, did not return. Remained a 5-1 game. into the third inning when Daytona created some final separation between the two. Yerlin Confidon led off the inning with a walk. Hayden Jones followed with a free pass as well after Debbie Santana struck out. The starter Peralta was removed. In out of the bullpen was Denny Roman. A sacrifice fly to center by Sebastian Almonte followed after a balk. A wild pitch allowed the runners to advance to second and third, and then a balk allowed Confidon to score, made it a 6-1 game. And then Almonte, the sacrifice fly to center, made it a 7-1 affair. Bradenton would add it to their ledger in the fourth. Jace Bowen against Franco hit a one-out home run on top of the batting cages in left. That was his third home run of the year and made it a 7-2 score. Daytona in the fourth inning would answer. Justice Thompson with one out, single to right. Stole second, moved to third on another balk, and then scored on a sacrifice fly by Ruben Ibarra. In the ninth, the Marauders would score a run in the weirdest of fashions. Giovanni Planchart walked to lead off the inning, and then Juan Jerez hit a triple into the right field corner on an error. Jerez was allowed to come and score, made it an 8-4 game, but Daytona appealed to third base. And the umpiring crew, particularly the home plate umpire Austin Snow, ruled that it was Planchart, not Jerez, that missed third base. So Planchart was out. Jerez still was credited as scoring the run on the error after the fact, made it 8-3, but with one out. And Mike Jarvis would hit a ground ball back to the mound, a beautiful backhanded snag by Peralta for the second out, and then Steiger made a beautiful play to his right in the hole at short for the final out as Daytona wins it by a final of 8-3. Winning pitcher tonight for Daytona, his first of the season, it is Sam Benscooter. Benscooter tonight, phenomenal, four innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, and a career-high 9 strikeouts. Losing pitcher today is the starter, Luis Peralta. He falls to 0-1. Peralta gave up 7 runs on 5 hits in 2 1/3 innings. Walked 4 and struck out 4. Final line scores tonight. Bradenton, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7. Daytona, 8 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 as well. Final time of game tonight here in Daytona Beach, Florida. 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,340. Taking a look around the Florida State League here on this Wednesday night as we're past the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Jupiter shuts out St. Lucie 2-0. Fort Myers continues their winning ways, their league best 9th win. They knock off Dunedin 4-3. Lakeland shutting out Palm Beach 9-0. And Clearwater defeating Tampa 3-1. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, great day in the Reds minor league chain. Starting at the major league level, not so hot as the Padres shut out 2-0. However, AAA Louisville playing a matinee today on the road against the Iowa Cubs. They won that ball game 3-2. AA Chattanooga, an afternoon game in Mississippi against the Braves. They won that game 4-3. Former Tortuga Jared Solomon, his third save of the season. In high A, Dayton, a 7-3 winner over the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate. So the Reds farm system today, a perfect 4-0 record with Daytona the most lopsided score of the four. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard here on this Wednesday night, busy schedule of games on this getaway day Wednesday. Brewers beat the Pirates 4-2. Guardians sweep a doubleheader from the White Sox, win game 1 11-1, game 2 2-1. Phillies behind Kyle Schwarber's home run beat the Rockies 9-6. The Dodgers over the Braves 5-1. It was the Orioles over the A's 1-0. The Cubs falling at home to the Rays 8-2 in a rain-shortened 6-inning ball game. Angels behind Shohei Ohtani's 1-hit 6 shutout innings knock off the Astros 6-0. It was the Cardinals blanking the Marlins 2-0. Yankees over the Tigers 5-3. Miguel Cabrera 1 hit shy of 3,000. for his marvelous career. Diamondbacks leading the Nationals 11-2. That game in the top of the ninth inning. Top nine in Flushing. It's the Giants 5 and the Mets 2. Top of the ninth in Boston. Blue Jays leading the Red Sox 6-1. Bottom 7 in Kansas City. Royals 2, Twins nothing, and they are in the second inning in Seattle. Logan Gilbert, the former Stetson Hatter, going up against the Rangers, Dane Dunning. Our series continues tomorrow with our first Bud Light Thirsty Thursday of the season. The biggest party in Central Florida is back at Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. It will be the right-hander Valentin Linares on the mound for the Marauders tomorrow. 0-1, an ERA of 27, and the Reds' number 7 prospect, according to MLB.com, Chase Petty, will get the ball tomorrow. 0-1, a 129 ERA. And Fountain Soda starting at $1. All night long as a part of our first Thirsty Thursday of the season. Gates open at 6. Our coverage starts at 6:50, 7:05. First pitch here from the Jack. That'll do it for us here tonight as your Tortugas win their third straight, 8-3 over Bradenton. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Vergol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, as well as our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at the Jack. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. Again, your final tonight, the Tortugas 8 and the Marauders 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.